Commercial-free news and information is hard to find these days. When a news org gets popular, businesses want to capitalize on that popularity, which leads to the highest bidder driving the content. Don't worry. We'll never let that happen here. Listener dollars keep our programming independent and audience-focused. Isn't that worth a few bucks? Visit KETR.org to contribute.
Hello, Houston. This is Odyssey. Good to see you again.
The name's Bond. James Bond.
I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Friday, January 24th, all across Northeast Texas. Daniel Starks here. This is Morning Edition. We've got Alice Reese on the line for Movie Picks with Alice Reese. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald-Banner, and every Friday morning she is here live with us to give us a movie review here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
This morning we've got two movies, Gimme Shelter and the latest Jack Ryan movie called Shadow Recruit. Let's go ahead and start off with Gimme Shelter.
This movie is having a fairly wide release, and I'm happy about that because it was made as a fairly small film, but it's been picked up by a larger studio, and they came in and did interviews. I met some of these people that had to do with this, including the lady who runs the shelter that the character in this movie, who's played by Vanessa Hudgens, where she stays. Vanessa is a pregnant teenager who is homeless. And she is also unrecognizable, this usually glamour girl who we recognize from the High School Musical movies. And she did break out last year in a different one called Spring Breakers. But usually she's gone the glam side. And this time she's got her hair chopped off, and she has facial piercings, and she walks and wears baggy clothes and walks like a boy. And you just really don't recognize that it's her. And anyway, she runs away from her drug-addicted mother, who is well-played by Rosario Dawson, and she goes out in pursuit of her father. She's found out that her father is this wealthy man in who's on Wall Street, actually, and she discovers him and his family in New Jersey, but they don't exactly welcome her into the fold. They really talk with her about turning the page, and that what that means actually is they want her to abort the child. And she runs away from them and eventually ends up in this shelter called the Several Sources Shelter. And in reality, there are five of these in New Jersey, which were formed by Kathy DeFiore 30 years ago. And starting 30 years ago. And what's interesting about her, I met her, and she's a fascinating lady, is that the New Jersey government, the local people, tried to shut her first one down and called it an illegal boarding house. And it ended up that it got into the hands of the governor, who was Tom Keene at the time. And there was an intervention by Mother Teresa, who actually helped her and to talk to Tom Keene and straighten this matter out. So she's been able to go ahead with this wonderful charity, which is not at all tax-supported. It's totally by the Catholic Church and donors who let these things go on. But anyway, the movie portrays that there's an actual Cassie DeFiore in the movie played by Ann Roth. There's also James Earl Jones, who is a Catholic priest, Frank McCarthy, and Hudgens is absolutely fabulous in this. The movie gets a little bit better in the first part when she's having all the drama on the streets, and then the last part when everything's resolved, gets a little sentimental, a little bit sappy, but nonetheless, it is a very well told story, and it's a very gritty subject.
It's also a star-studded cast. You have Rosario Dawson, you already mentioned Vanessa Hudgens, and also someone I haven't seen in a long time, James Earl Jones.
And he's 84, and they said he was just fantastic in the movie, that he was there on time and doing his lines and working really hard and seemed to be in wonderful shape. So.
Well, like most of our back-to-back movies on this show, this one's a lot different. It's called Jack Ryan, The Shadow Recruit.
But nobody will ever top the first one of these, The Hunt for Red October, which was the original Tom Clancy movie for the screen, which starred Alec Baldwin and Sean Connery. it is just in another class by itself. None of the other movies have ever been of that strong. The next two were okay. They had Harrison Ford. They were very fine movies and did very well. The last one was just awful. The Sum of All Fears that had Ben Affleck, and it was done as a prequel, going back to the earlier to Jack Ryan before he became Harrison Ford, older anyway. Now it's another prequel, and it's kind of illogical because this time Chris Pine is playing him, but this character who is a CIA operative that's pretty well known from all these films and books. And this time it's in the present, but it's a prequel. So how could it be in the present? But anyway, it's inventive and compelling some of the times, directed by Kenneth Branagh, the Shakespearean actor and director who has recently branched out and did Thor. And he also co-stars in this as a really hammed up mad Russian called Victor Chirovin. Chris Pine becomes a Marine officer. He's hurt in Afghanistan, and he comes back home and is in Walter Reed. And he's recruited into the CIA by the Thomas Harper, who's played by Kevin Costner, who I thought was just awful in the movie. He just seemed like no personality, totally flat. I don't know what was wrong there. But anyway, then illogically, 10 years pass, and he's working, this character, Jack Ryan, is working on Wall Street, and he figures out this Russian banking scheme that's going to cause very bad things to the American economy. So he's sent to Moscow, and then it turns into, it gets pretty exciting, has a really interesting confrontation with a hitman, and he turns from an analyst into a very active agent. Anyway, the movie is erratic, but some of the scenes are compelling, and I really did like Chris Pine as the character. Also liked Keira Knightley as his love interest, and Mikhail Baryshnikov, of all people, shows up in it as a Russian government minister.
All right, Alice, thank you so much. We will talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a moment, your local news with Mark Haslett on your station 88.9 KETR. I'm Daniel Starks.